Good evening, folks. For tonight's episode, we'll be having some fun with a collection of two-sentence horror stories. Try not to get too freaked out. Let me know what your favorite stories are, and if you're feeling creative, email me some of your own for me to read at justinioreads@yahoo.com. Enjoy! After working a hard day, I came home to see my girlfriend cradling our child. I didn't know which was more frightening, seeing my dead girlfriend and stillborn child, or knowing that someone broke into my apartment to place them there. They delivered the mannequins in bubble wrap. From the main room, I begin to hear popping. My grandmother told me that it was a gift to see the angel of death in front of people's houses, to know that he'd be collecting someone there soon. I thought it was a gift too, up until the day I began to see it in front of every house. The longer I wore it, the more it grew on me. She had such pretty skin. Sleep did not come to me easily that night in the cabin in the woods. For the portraits on the wall only portrayed the deformed, the decrepit, and the damned. Sleep has never come easily to me ever again, for when I woke, I found no portraits. Only windows. You hear your mom calling you into the kitchen. As you are heading down the stairs, you hear a whisper from the closet saying,
"Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too."
I awoke to the sound of the baby monitor crackling with a voice comforting my firstborn child. As I adjusted to a new position, my arm brushed against my wife sleeping next to me. Huh. I found a dead body in my trunk today. Which is strange, because I remember putting two in there yesterday.
It's safe to come out now, sweetie,
Dad said reassuringly, his blue eyes shining at me through the gap in the bedroom door. He's been saying that for hours, but it doesn't change the fact that my dad's eyes are green. It sat on my shelf, with thoughtless porcelain eyes, and the prettiest pink doll dress I could find. Why did she have to be born still?
Enjoying the show so far? Consider supporting the podcast. It's only 99 cents a month. My bag of marshmallows costs more than that.
I need more marshmallows.
Help me get more marshmallows, and I'll keep this story train going. Deal? Just go to bit.ly/JRsupport. That's bit.ly/JRsupport. Alrighty then, back to the show.
Hey, get off my goddamn marshmallow, you son of a bitch. Hey, come out here.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking. We apologize for the inconvenience. There will be no Wi-Fi on this flight.
Ready to settle down for the evening, I put my headphones on. The whispering from them startled me. They were not plugged in? I looked in the mirror. My face was not exactly a piece of beauty. The eyes being asymmetric, the nose slightly crooked. How strange, though, it was to suddenly have a face. Growing up with cats and dogs, I got used to the sounds of scratching at my door while I slept. Now that I live alone, it is much more unsettling.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Justinia Reads podcast. If you enjoyed and have stories of your own you'd like to share, send them to justiniareads@yahoo.com to be featured in a future episode. That's J-U-S-T-I-N-I-O, reads@yahoo.com. Have a great night, folks.